317-239-1009. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What's your biggest pet peeve? This particular story, which it's funny because I don't think the guy died, but it could be with a coworker, because Lord, I'm about to go off on a few of my coworkers. But maybe it's a family member, a friend, to somebody. They do something and oh, it irks you. It gets you just ticked off. 317-239-1009. Liv the Web Girl sent me this story here, she saw, and it's a Russian scientist that stabbed his coworker. Why did he stab his coworker? Well, he kept spoiling the ending of all the books he was reading. So I don't know if he saw that he was reading a book and then just Googled the synopsis or whatever. But he'd be like, oh, you know what happens? Blah, 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 blah.
I think this is, it's sad. Obviously, someone died, but this is insane. This is so kind of funny because now he literally has so much time in jail to just read as many books as he wants to
read.
He
finally has peace and quiet, but like, what if the prisoners in there are like, hey, you know how that one ends, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no! 317-239-1009. Liv the Web Girl, is there any pet peeve you have with anybody in your life, maybe in the studio in general? I mean, go ahead and get it out there. It's good to hear.
I don't like one-uppers. Like, I don't like when people have to, like, one-up your story or, like, your thing. And I've known a lot of people like that, and it just, like, drives me crazy. It's like, dude, chill. Just let other people, like, have a moment.
What if I was just telling you my story and it just so happens to one-up yours?
Yeah, but, like, one-uppers have a certain attitude
<You're right.
laughs> and, like, arrogance and like vibe to them to where like you can tell if they're a one-upper or not.
Well, I would never.
Now wait, is there anybody that you work with that's a one-upper?
No.
That's a lie.
What?
That's a lie.
You said no.
No.
You would have came right out like, no, there's nobody. But you're like,
I had to think about all the people I work with. We work with a lot of people. There's a lot of people in this building. No.
Okay. Producer Porkchop, what do you got?
I absolutely hate when people come up to me and put their hand on my bicep, whether it's a poke or a touch or a, hey, pork chop, how's it going? Like, don't touch it. Get off of it because it feels like marshmallows, and I hate that.
Wow.
Wait, your arm feels like marshmallows with a poke? Or like,
yeah, like if I had rock hard biceps, yeah, sure, touch them. But I don't.
I have yet to see you get this like angry and fired up about something.
Hey,
wow.
Pork chop, come here.
Good to know. Good to know.
There we go. Also, social media at Joe and Alex Show.
Jillian says, not rinsing dishes. I don't care if they pile up or sit there if there isn't time to wash them or load the dishwasher, but at least rinse them.
Let's go to Brock this morning. Brock, what's that pet peeve of yours?
I got two pet peeves that are about ties. People that lie, and then people that are eating and they scrape their fork against their teeth. It just irks the nerve.
Oh, stop it, Brock, because I can feel it in my right ear right now. I can hear the sound without even hearing it. Oh, my gosh.
Clink, clink.
Chalkboards don't bother me, but that teeth sounding, oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. Thank you, Brock, but get off the phone.
I just got chills from that.
Okay, get that out of your mouth, pork chop. What are you doing? Emily's on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your pet peeve?
So I also have two. My first one is people in the left lane. Like, if you're going the speed limit or under, just get over.
Oh, my God. Yes, like, move, get out the way. I can't stand that. Like, I don't care if the speed limit's 70, you're going 80, and I want to go 85. Move over.
Exactly. It's not that hard.
I kind of do that. I'm just a very relaxed driver. So, like, whatever I want to do, I'm like, meh, I'll just do it.
I know. I was driving with Liv yesterday, and we were so going the speed limit in the left lane, but I didn't want to tell you to get over.
I'm like, people will pass me. It's fine. But then if I'm, like, in a rush, I'll be in the left lane. I'm like, get your butt out of it. I need to go somewhere.
I'm like, telling Liv.
You being in the passing lane is giving me anxiety, knowing that you're going under the speed limit.
I'm sorry.
Liv, we're exiting in like 7 miles. Maybe you should move over to the right.
Yeah. I am sorry. I'm a hypocrite when it comes to that kind of stuff. Sorry, girlfriend.
Hey. It's okay.
Thank you, Emily, for calling in. Yep. Feel free to tap her bumper. It'll let her know. let's see here. Delana, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what is it for you? You're like, oh, gosh, that's a pet peeve.
Hey, good morning. Actually, for me, it's a specific coworker. I work in insurance, and there's this girl whose entire job is basically to answer our questions.
Uh-huh.
However, any answer she gives you, she precedes it with, well, we learned that first week of training, but... Or it's on page 15 of the manual in paragraph 3, obviously. But sure. And then she proceeds
like,
to answer your question.
Bitch, I'm not reading that. Just tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
Listen,
yes.
I feel you because that's annoying. But you know what? Alex is not here to defend herself. But you sound like Alex, like she would call in and say that about me. Because here's the thing. Like, this is boring behind-the-scenes stuff. But to everything we talk about on the show, we call the rundown. It's just on a piece of paper so we know, hey, we're doing this at this time, that at time, to keep us organized. And Alex is like, what time are we doing that at?
Okay, but there's
what
a
are
difference.
We giving away?
There's a difference between like one
I'm
piece
like,
of paper.
I'm like, the paper!
There's a difference between one piece of paper that Alex does not look at and like a manual. Like, no one's going to go back in the manual if there's a human whose job it is to just answer questions.
Exactly. Plus, it's not productive. How is that helpful?
Yes, I feel you, girlfriend. Call her
How
out.
Is it
Call her out.
How is it helpful that you're not listening and paying attention?
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it rhyme with?
Yeah, what's her address?
No, stop.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Liv,
let's say it's ho there.
Okay, I think we said ho dare. Ho dare. Last call on this one. Jupiter on the Joe and Alex show. Let's hear that pet peeve.
My biggest pet peeve is when my cat is licking himself, especially right before I'm trying to go to bed. I'm lying down. I'm all calm and collective. And then next thing you know, he comes in and he's licking himself. It crawls up my bones.
Oh, God.
It's so terrible.
So, like, do you ever say, like, stop it? Or what do you do when he's like, meow?
No, at first I kind of, like, shake my leg, like, stop my leg, like I'm... like standing my ground, but he doesn't ever stop. So I end up getting up and I have to put him outside of the bedroom. I'm just like, I can't even take it.
So is it the sound or is it the actual fact that they're licking them, you know, their stuff?
It's just the sound. It's almost like when you hear somebody chewing with their mouth open, which I can kind of handle that, but it is still annoying. It's not a big pet peeve, but that cat,
it's
I mean,
because they've got the hairy
just,
tongues.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It just it literally just crawls up my skin. It's bad.
Ew.
No, it's sweet. It's kind of soothing. I fall asleep to that.
All right, hold on. Calling in. Hold on, Jupiter. I think your cat's calling in. What was that? Oh, there we go. Hey, thank you for calling in and being on here. You can let us know online at Joe and Alex Show what your big pet peeve is.